What was it like moving from Kenya to England?
Well, I had an amazing childhood in Kenya. My family, I guess I come from quite an affluent family. My family's always been in business. So in Kenya, I had pretty much most things that most youngsters would have. But two things brought me to this country. The first thing was up to sixth form education is great in Kenya. After that, most people would go to either the States, Canada, Australia, or the UK. I came and then I started my A-level. So for me, arriving in Cambridge was a really amazing story. Now, do you know where Newmarket Road Roundabout is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just live by the river there. So yeah. It's called Abbey Road.
Yeah.
And I came out of there hoping to go to town. But instead of carrying on town, I turned down Newmarket Road going towards Maid's Causeway.
Yeah.
So I ended up in Midsummer Common. And there I saw some people trying to fly a kite, which is why I have a kite on the... And when I saw them trying to fly a kite, they were terrible attempt, actually. You know, they were trying, but unfortunately they weren't getting up.
Yeah, I've never had much luck with the kite. Yeah.
So I went there, I said, let me help you with this. And then we got the kite flying and it was all over. And all of a sudden, I made 5, 6, 7 friends. And in fact, it seemed to me that two of the people were going to the same college that I was going to. And my time in Cambridge has always seemed so wonderful, because the introduction in itself was I made friends from right the word go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Cambridge is an amazing city.
Yeah.
I find all people of all walks of life, and it is non-judgmental. Doesn't really matter where you come from.
Yeah.
Your values are important. Some of the people I meet in my life now are people who may hold office in high ranks and people who don't. But quite often it's the merit and the personality that they have that counts. And that, I think, is a unique thing in Cambridge.